Welcome to Motivational Monday. Here we are, and today I want to give a little bit of motivation to live in gratitude. Of course, I'm sharing a process here of lose, love, and live. And so if you haven't had a chance, you can go back to June 7th and go all the way through August 9th. But these are tied together. They also can kind of stand alone, but I think it's helpful when we consider all the emotions and work in and through that process of loss. And so focused on gratitude today. And so let's jump in from Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into God's presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to God with songs of praise." I love those words. To rise up and to live with an attitude of gratitude, to have a heart that is filled with gratitude for all the gifts that we have received. Well, when you or someone you know has struggled through pain and anger of a loss, and they have allowed the forgiving spirit to begin to do its work, then you begin to discover this seventh dimension of this process called gratitude. Yes, early in any loss, the intensity of the pain can be so profound that you are unable to see the whole picture. You can often look at the past through the lens of just pain and fear, right? Your memory of the person that you have lost may be shaded by the most intense and most recent experiences. But that memory of the loss itself is not the whole picture. There were other times when a larger, more complete picture existed. And that's over the journey of life or the journey of seasons. I remember in my doctorate program back in 2005 when I was completing that, and our professor that we had, just a phenomenal human being, and we were all very close through the process. We went out for this wonderful dinner at Morton Steakhouse at the end of it, and he stood up there at the table and provided the blessing and all this stuff. And then he shared in that moment, he said, "Now remember, we were living in a season, and this season is now ending. And now you have to move forward from this into all that's next. What we had is not who we are going to be now. The intensity of our relationship that we shared over these 3 years is not the same intensity that we can live with in the future." In some ways, he was giving us permission on that evening of dining at banquet table together to grieve now the loss that we would all feel in the days to come when we weren't connecting in this way anymore, but also to live with that heart of gratitude and thankfulness for the season that we were able to share together. It was a profound teaching for me and helped me to recognize, yes, that those seasons come and go, and life comes and goes, and we ever have to stay open to that process of life and death, life and loss, and new life then that springs forth. And so to recognize gratitude in the midst of loss, that does not diminish the value of what is lost. It simply admits that there are doors of discovery that open when other doors are closed, meaning we take steps into an unknown future. We try to explore what is next, but the key to opening that up really is that heart of gratitude, of not wanting to miss out on more of that gratitude of what God is showing us in the midst of our life. The ability to move into the dimension of gratitude, I think, plays a critical part of the healing process. Gratitude becomes an important component in our ability to grow spiritually. For to grow is to embrace the reality of our lives for what they have become, and not simply to lament because they are no longer something that we've lost. Because everyone loses. Everyone loses. Some find joy in the new life that they enter into, while others live in the fear that allowing themselves to live and love again will expose them to pain again, will expose them to more loss again. But it reminds me of that phrase, and I don't even know where this phrase comes from, who quoted it first, but it's better to have loved and lost than to never have loved before. And the reality of that is so true. But when you're in the midst of the loss, whatever the loss is, it doesn't always feel like that. We might grieve that loss so heavy. And so gratitude is really about letting this life emerge within you and around you. The life that is bubbling up. The waters that are bubbling up from beneath your feet, saying, keep going. Keep going. Look for the good. Look for the joy. Look for the hope. Look for the gratitude. And let that bring you new life. Well, what's a good companion on this journey through gratitude? Who are you called to be for someone, or someone called to be for you? Who's the best to sit with you in that? Well, a good companion with gratitude would be people who seem to know genuine joy and that notice a growth that is happening even through loss. These are not the people who seem to be perpetually happy and oblivious to the fullness of life. These are the people who know the struggle, but who've sifted through the rubble of their lives and found gifts under all of the stuff, the rubble of life. These people would feel both pain and pleasure deeply, and they would know that all life is a bit of both. Yes, it's a bit of both. Good friends are also in this way individuals who will welcome your new discovery with as much delight as you do. When we've wandered around in the wilderness of despair and darkness, some of what we discover as gifts may not shine very brightly to others who have not been where we are, but they're important to us. A good friend here would be someone who finds those gifts to be just as amazing as you do. And as you journey through the pilgrimage of loss, find people who can share your delight. When you speak your gratitude with that person, it becomes more real. And gratitude shared has a much longer life than if it's kept just for the self. And again, with gratitude, some encourage a gratitude journal, somebody who can read those pages together, who can lift up the memories and the new discoveries and share thanks around that. And when you write them, when you list them out, when you speak them with that person, I think they feed you and give you hunger for more hope and for more life. And so today, live a little bit more, lean a little bit more into that heart set and that mindset of gratitude, and see how God may speak there on this journey through losing, loving, and living. Okay? And in the meantime, stay well and make those phone calls. Reach out to somebody. Don't keep this for yourself. But share that heart of gratitude with others. All right. Good day.